Coulson for you, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I guess, what's happening on the Democrats?
Well, the first vote they had was to impeach...
That didn't work.
That failed, and I've just been listening to the car radio because I was driving.
What'd she do? Didn't she resign?
Well, she's offered to quit if there's an acceptable compromise candidate.
But she won't take Strauss.
She will not take Strauss. He's
great. Well, isn't that good news for us?
Marvelous news.
And the close vote's good news for us, isn't it?
Yeah, they were divided right about up the middle, 100 to 105.
Great.
Which was just perfect.
According to Connolly, I had Haldeman call him. Connolly says that the second vote, however, will be one where they let more of the radicals vote. Is that true? You see, it isn't the, this is the...
I don't know how it's structured. The only person we've had over there getting information to us is Charlie Snyder, who's Wallace's man, who's on the committee. But
who do you vote for?
Oh, I wasn't much doubt about that.
Westwood?
I think he voted to keep her in, yes, sir.
Sure.
He's trying to screw him up. And, of course, he doesn't want O'Brien, the way he won't let the Wallace people go for O'Brien.
Good.
And Manette and Mitchell are supposed to be agreeing on which way they will go. I mean, trying to join forces. You could go out of there. I mean, they could go out of there with Westwood still in, which would be the best of all worlds. Because that just, in this whole coalition that ran the ads this week, the Come Home Democrats coalition.
What was that? Oh, did they run ads? I didn't know.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they ran.
And McGovern Ice did?
No. These were the, the Ben Wattenbergs and the...
Scammon?
Conservative Democrats, our Democrats.
Scammon?
No, he wouldn't sign it, because he doesn't call himself a Democrat anymore.
I really want to try to get us Scammon in more, you know. Well, let's get him with us.
He belongs with us, and if we could just figure some way, maybe as you were talking about today, a little bit of the occasionally a kitchen cabinet kind of a thing, he's advising us, because God, his judgment is sound, and he'll be with us.
Good news.
He'll stay with us because he thinks the election was won on just exactly the issues that he told
his issues. I think he's right.
Oh, I think absolutely right. I think it was an issue, an election on a social issue. Necessarily just...
I think another thing, however, that you'd have to add to that, I don't think he gives enough credit to May 8th, the theory of the Lubells and Senlaris. The May 8th thing had one hell of an impact.
Well, so did Russia and China, my God.
Oh, yes. I mean, we had a lot of positive things going.
They all fell into place right when you think about it. It was just perfect.
Right.
But I think Scammon's point is great validity to it. He wrote a brilliant analysis for the AFL-CIO, which I meant to send you this week, and I didn't. But it's a hell of a video.
You know, I read, I passed it on to you, I read Buchanan's piece, which I think was brilliant, but I also read Dick Wilson's column.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wilson column should be circulated about 10,000. You see, he's a respected guy, and... And that was a hell of a column.
Oh, he picked it up beautifully.
Oh, and he put it all as his own.
And others have been doing very much the same thing.
Have they? Because, we can't... Let me say this. You remember what they did for poor old Hoover, unjustifiably? They destroyed him after that.
That's right.
Now, with this fellow, he just cannot be allowed to have that, like that Harriet Van Horn. That was beautiful of Buchanan to do that. But, boy, I'll tell you, now is the thing that this guy has got to be and his people destroyed.
Well, he sure does. And I think today, of course, is a marvelous step because it'll keep him fighting. I don't much care how it comes out. The fact that the McGovernites remain in that much
control, that's right,
and have that much power. You see, that committee isn't going to change between now and the next election. They don't elect it.
You know, a point my daughter Julie was making, it's very interesting, and she's rather perceptive, talking about whatever we've done. She said, the real point is that some people recognize that we really did this on our own. I mean, this was very much a personal victory in every sense of the word.
Oh, completely. I mean, hell, there isn't any party, Mr. President. I read an analysis that the RNC put together of how Republican counties in Michigan voted with a heavier turnout than Democratic counties. Well,
oh, shit.
Their contention was that proved they got out the vote.
They always do.
Of course. And the point is they didn't as much as they usually do. And our majorities in Democratic counties, like Wayne and Macomb, or... our vote in those counties was a hell of a lot bigger than ever before. If you really look at where...
Well, they are and see how their little day...
But the point is, your point is absolutely valid, that it was done by you. And that's why that white column was so brilliant that he wrote about 10 days ago in which he said...
I got to read White's. Would you be sure that gets to me somewhere?
Yes, sir. He said that anybody who complains about the president not helping the Republican Party is nuts.
Would you send that over to me, Chuck, Monday? I'll be back Monday.
Yes, sir, I will.
Yeah.
He made a gorgeous point. He said the president captured the center.
So that way we're keeping the... he said we captured the center.
He captured the center of the country, and that the Republican Party, if it had been smart, would have just grabbed hold of what the centrist coalition that Nixon was building instead of complaining about republicanism. You know, that's
right.
They missed the boat.
How's the mood in Princeton? Are they booing you up there?
No, sir. It's very quiet. I was just visiting my son's room, and it's got some Nixon posters up, but they haven't thrown him out of here yet. So,
is he happy?
Very. Yes, sir.
Does he think they're... What was the reaction in the Princeton campus when it all happened? Were they very down, or...
No.
They weren't as tough as Harvard, were they?
No. It's a lot more... it's a lot quieter, and it's a lot quieter than it's ever been before. It's,
mm-hmm. But, I mean, how'd they accept the election?
Just as if it hadn't happened.
I see.
That's not fair. There's about a quarter of the campus that are activists on our side.
That's great.
The rest of them are blasé to politics, frankly. They just they didn't turn out to be the new social reformers that McGovern was planning on. And a very tolerant, my son says, a very tolerant atmosphere here now. And he can go around and be activist, young Republican things, and put his Nixon buttons up, and nobody. Two years ago, that would have been suicide, but. It's a hell of a lot better feeling. He said about a third of the students they canvassed were for us.
I really appreciate what they've done. And out in the country, I think we got about half the college vote.
Oh, sure. I mean, my God, you balance Princeton or Harvard or Yale or Columbia against Ohio State and Kentucky and Vanderbilt and Tulane. Of course, we did. Damn sure we did. These kids aren't that far off. I think the radical bunch have lost their wallop. You know, they can't muster any kind of an active demonstration anymore. The fire has gone out of it. That's one of the other things that you've done is to combat them.
Now we're going
to
keep it up.
Well,
we're continuing to work just for your private information on Vietnam. Haig is coming back to consult with me tomorrow.
I heard that on the
Henry's meeting again on Monday. But I just told him to just keep negotiating. I said, that's the thing to do. Keep it going.
Well, I have to say, having read what I read the other day, that it sounded to me like they were testing it. And hanging in there is
right. But we've just got to make a deal. Don't you agree?
I'd like to see us, yes, sir. But if you don't, sure, naturally I'd like to see us do it. But if you don't, I don't think you have to go to the country. I think the country's with you. I don't think the country's ever been more with you. All the fire is out of the other side. There's a feeling of, there's a good feeling in the country. I get this from everybody I talk to. And it's gotten steadily better since the election because that was a divisive, McGovern and his rhetoric, that was a trauma for the country. But everybody's kind of glad that's over and there's a happy feeling and the economy is good. Now, I think the country, Mr. President, is with you, and I think if Henry hangs in there, I think you'll get it because I think they were pushing it, but testing it.
Well, we've made some progress since that last talk.
Oh, that's great.
Not as much as we want, but some.
Well, if we can get it, we should get it, of course. But whatever the outcome, I don't think at this point, this juncture, you have to worry. I think there's a feeling of normalcy and kind of a relief that things are normal. At least is my reading. People I respect read that Semlinger's Consumer Confidence Index keeps going up.
Is it going up? It must be going up. My God, no.
The market's going up, and everybody on Wall Street is happy as hell. And
they ought to be. Christ.
Oh, my God.
I just think it's now 10:30, and it was 6:30 when I told those bastards to buy.
That's right. Just think of that. Almost 100% increase. God. Well, it's a great tribute to you, President. And Julie's point is right. You did it alone.
No, everybody helped. But her point was that she and her mother and sister and everything had done a job. But she said it very mean man and the rest. And he said, this time, she said, the people were with us.
Oh, no question.
Were you with us?
You brought them around. I think the phrase you used earlier today of national confidence, self-confidence coming back is really what's happening in the country. And I know when we were talking about Key Biscayne that there isn't a future for the Republican Party. Well, as a party that may be, but I think these 4 years are going to be very different than the second Eisenhower 4 years. I think you've got the country more behind you now on the things that really count, and I think that's transferable. I think at least.
We hope so. Well, anyway, do our best to everybody concerned.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. We just
hope the Democrats keep screwed up.
Well, they sounded. Got first-hand reports, but then we had to leave to drive. And,
that's good.
Up here to have dinner with my son. I'm coming back tonight.
Good.
I'll get a full report from Snyder tomorrow on what went on inside.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.